She tripped.
No, but I should have. Sorry.
Fell, broke her collarbone, shattered it, had surgery.
She usually does nice things. I bet it was Laura. Did you bring the cookies?
Yes.
Oh. She always does the nice things.
Okay, nice job.
Michael helped me out with something today.
So. All right, so I have a liaison report with you. So these items are items that you should, most of them you'll recognize. Other ones are just land use related. And the first one is we had a survey. Well, the city council wanted a survey conducted regarding open space. And so we did a scientific survey. Really, to be accurate, within about 5 percentage points, we had to have just over 300 responses, which we did get. And it kind of validated our general plan questionnaire that we did about 2 years ago, where about 4 out of 5 in Midway supported a second open space bond. So I'll go through those questions and the responses. So you've got this knowledge. How much open space would you say Midway has? You can see that the majority of the people felt like there was some, but there wasn't a lot. And so that's where most people fell. Second one, how's the amount of open space changed in Midway over the past 10 years? And really how it's changed is I feel like it's a lot of it's been developed, so it's going away. Kind of hard to see those bottom ones. Mm-hmm. That's pretty small text. Do you feel that the opportunities to preserve open space in Midway are time sensitive? And the vast majority said yes. Is time sensitive 71%? Do you feel that the $5 million committed by Midway from the current open space bond has been a good value? And you can see that those two categories on the right added up to, you know, over 70%. And then we get into, you know, if there is a second bond, let's see, I think I skipped one here. Would you support a second open space bond that would help preserve remaining open areas around Midway? Again, those two categories on the right, well over 70%. And so we get into three questions that ask about what the next bond should be, how much, what the amount should be, and then roughly what somebody would pay per $100,000 of taxable value over the next 20 years. And so for $5 million, it'd be roughly, well, about $16.50 for every $100,000 of taxable value over a 20-year lifespan of the bond. And there was pretty broad support for that. Again, adding up those two categories on the right, about 80%. For $7 million, still the majority were in favor of that. And that the impact on that would be $23.11 for every $100,000 of taxable value over the next 20 years. Still pretty broad support for that amount. And the third amount that we asked about was $10 million. So that would be $33.02 for every $100,000 of taxable value over the next 20 years. And this one, really, that ended up not being enough to pass. It was about 49% to 51%. Fairly close according to the survey, but that gets very risky if the bond's going to pass it with those numbers. So after quite a bit of discussion, the city council decided on $5 million for the next open space bond. There was a kind of a control question, help with the analysis of the survey. And this one is, if you had the opportunity to move away from Midway without any financial or personal constraints, how likely would you be to stay? So if you just could choose to move or not, most people said they'd much rather stay in Midway. And so that means that there's they feel good about Midway, they feel good about open space, and they want to stay here. So there was some analysis, some findings from the group that did the survey. The 2024 Midway Open Space Bond Survey reveals strong community support for continued open space preservation efforts. Residents have perceived a decline in open space over the past decade and view preservation as increasingly urgent. Previous $5 million investment is widely regarded as beneficial, with 82.1% of respondents noting a positive impact. Two more findings. The next one is, while there's general support for additional bonds, willingness decreases as the proposed amount increases. $5 million bond garners 72.7% support, while a $10 million bond sees support drop to 49%. This suggests last one is about the control question. Residents who perceive ample open space and value preservation efforts are more likely to remain in Midway long term. This underscores the importance of open space initiatives and maintaining community stability and resident satisfaction. So pretty telling with the results of the survey. So our last city council meeting, the city council considered special bond election, this resolution 2024-25. So this would be for this coming up ballot this November. And what they did vote on was putting the item on the ballot for $5 million. The language is pretty boilerplate for bonding, but there were kind of two things to talk about here. One is that the funds could be used anywhere within our annexation declaration. So that falls into the issue of expanding our boundary out into the north fields that we've discussed before the Planning Commission. We're in that discussion. We're gonna bring that back to you hopefully next meeting. And the next one is just the dollar figure. So the language here is $40.33 per year on $490,000 primary residence, and then 73.35 per year on a business property having the same value. So that's the language that was adopted by the council, and so that will be on the ballot this fall. Any questions on the open space bond?
Why is it over 21 years, not 20?
Or 30?
Yeah, 20 is, that is a good question on why it says 21 right there. My understanding it's 20.
It's a 20-year bond, so I don't know
there
if
must
there's
be
like,
something to it,
there's
though.
A rollover of one payment depending on when it's cashed or something. I don't know that, but it's a 20-year bond.
Yeah, there must be something, because this is the language sent from the bond council. So, we'll have to find out the answer to that, Andy.
I think this is me.
I want to know where I can find a $490,000 property.
Yeah.
Why
does that exist any longer in Midway?
Why did they use that value rather than an average or something?
Yeah, that is a good question. And going back to the bond language 6 years ago with the initial bond that we had, the number on that was $440,000. So.
Speculated, I don't know if this is the truth, but somebody speculated maybe if somebody has a primary residence, you know, you're paying, you know, if you double that, then you're getting to maybe on the low end still of what things are.
The low end, yeah.
Right, but it might be,
the average home in the county right now is just under $1 million. And so that's about half
there.
Of that, which would mean that primary
it's actually one.
Tax.
Wasatch County is 1.3 right now.
Yeah, and this,
wow.
The language here does adjust. And so if it does change, which it probably will between now and November, that number will increase to whatever that formula is. So right now, we think it's based off of primary residence on the average amount of value per home. So.
On the previous bond, how much were you able to leverage that for additional contributions? Do you know?
Yeah, so we ended up leveraging it greatly. Kind of a conservative number is probably 7-1. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that's because Kim Gardner really just donated property to the city that was quite valuable. So 7-1 on a higher end, since his property really wasn't, there wasn't an evaluation on his property, and it could be as high as like 10-1. Both those numbers are absolutely incredible. Really, kind of the goal initially was about 3-1. And so we were well above what we thought we would be able to get, compared to other communities that have done the same type of thing.
And it was over 400 acres with that $5 million.
What about secondary residents?
Yeah, secondary would basically be double what we're seeing, and so it would be, over $80 per.
Yeah. Okay.
For $190,000 valuation.
And so, what is the what would be the objective for the money if the bond passes and we have the ability to tap into a $5 million bond? what is the thinking as to where the properties would be acquired, et cetera?
Yeah, and so there's not any properties that are specifically targeted. There's a couple of properties that are interested, and it's yet to be determined if the city council would decide to use funds on those properties or not. They'll have to go through the process. But there's not any targeted properties. And
yeah.
There's a couple of reasons for that. One is, if you do target a property, a lot of times that'll drive up the price. And usually that person, if they're, they kind of have to be conservation-minded for this to work, and they're willing to sacrifice some of the value of the property.
Right.
If you target a property, they're really not conservation-minded, and they're really not going
well,
to sacrifice any value.
Well, I was thinking more about, I think in the general plan, there was some language about infill, like or Main Street, closer
yeah.
into town.
And so, yeah, the chapter in chapter 10 in the general plan is about open space, and it goes through and talks about the qualities that we're looking for as a city regarding open space. And there's a number of those listed, and there's an agricultural land, for instance, is listed in there, but also just having greater openness in the community, so that could mean even smaller parcels throughout
mm-hmm.
the city. Also having properties on our entry corridors being preserved, and then properties that really keep open areas between us and the surrounding communities.
Buffers.
So, yeah, buffer areas. And so there's quite a few things that are as a value for the city, and when we get a property, we go down and look at the checklist to see how many boxes each property checks, and that kind of determines what the value is for the city for that property. So. So they're all evaluated on those qualities, and you know, and a lot of it really comes down to what the property owner is willing to sacrifice to see if it's a good value for the city.
Okay.
The other thing that we've learned through the Certified Land Trust the last go around is that a local municipality having money in the game through a bond increases the ranking of the applications that come in when you are seeking leveraging funds through state and federal sources. So that's another, I think, priority probably for getting another bond, or could be a benefit of having another bond. The Certified Land Trust would say that it really helps those applications that do come
mm-hmm.
get higher rankings vis-a-vis other properties for limited funds when it comes to leveraging.
And just having some money available opens so many doors for us that we wouldn't have otherwise. It's another tool in the toolbox for us. So for instance, like the Mountain Spa property, without the bond, the whole thing would have been developed. You know, when the developer came in, I talked to him, you know, talked about this option, and then he was able to come up with an alternate plan where we ended up preserving quite a bit of property. So it's just so useful to have other options on the table
right.
for just development. So.
Thanks.
So a couple of other items. So Amiali Phase 2, we looked at this in our, honestly, our last planning commission meeting. This went before the city council for final approval. And Phase 2 includes the well-being center, and then the hotel buildings, and then the cottage units. And we've seen this quite a bit before planning commission and city council. There weren't any changes from preliminary to final. And so Amiali did receive final approval. So we also had a field trip with the city council regarding Main Street, and this is really the sign ordinance that we're looking at tonight is part of this, but we're going to also, as we move forward later this year, maybe early next year, we're going to look at architecture and even spacing along Main Street. So we're going to do a complete revamp, probably look at the different uses that are allowed along Main Street. So we actually had a field trip and went up and down Main Street and looked at some different properties. But right now our Main Street's divided. And when we talk about Main Street, it's really all of the commercial area. So South Center, Main Street. We've got two zones, the C3 zone and the C2 zone. And C3 zone, kind of the difference between the two right now, is C3 zone doesn't allow for automobile-related businesses, for instance, like gas stations and car washes, where the C2 zone does allow for those types of uses. So kind of the ideas around the town square, we have